Om Sang Sarasvati Namaha. On page 118, praise to Om. May my voice be the expression of hymns. May my mind be filled with sacrifice. May my breath be the expression of divine songs. May my eyes and ears and other senses be filled with divine vibrations. May my inflowing breath be equal to my outflowing breath. Whatever deficiency fills my eyes, my heart, my mind, O Guru of the gods, Spirit of the vast, please remove from me. May the Lord of the earth grant peace and bliss to us. The infinite beyond conception, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. We meditate upon that light of wisdom, which is the supreme wealth of the gods. May it grant to us increase in our meditation. With what spiritual discipline will the eternal definitely become our friend and help us? Good question, pertinent to us all. O Lord, your truth is our food and is the true wealth to us. Fill our consciousness with consistency. O Lord, we sing your hymns and songs of divinity. Protect us. With all your capacity, protect us. O Lord, which offerings fill you with delight? Which hymns and which songs bring you delight? Indra is the king of the universe. May he grant peace and bliss to all beings who have 2 feet and 4 feet. May friendship grant us peace and bliss. May the Lord of Equilibrium grant us peace and bliss. May those purified by knowledge in the world give us peace and bliss. May the rule of the pure grant us peace and bliss. May the Lord of the vast grant us peace and bliss. May the Lord Vishnu, who pervades the universe, grant us peace and bliss. May the Lord of Emancipation grant us peace and bliss through the wind. May the sun, the light of wisdom, grant us peace and bliss through his light. May the Lord of Thunder, who roars in the heavens, grant us peace and bliss through the rains. May the gods of the day grant us peace and bliss. May the gods of the night grant us peace and bliss. May Indra and Agni protect us and grant us peace and bliss. May Indra and Varuna, being delighted from our offerings, grant us peace and bliss. May Indra and Pusha, in the form of nourishment, grant us peace and bliss. May Indra and Soma, in the form of devotion, destroying all disease and fear, grant us peace and bliss. May all goddesses grant us peace and bliss. May the waters that we drink grant us peace and bliss and save us from fear of disease. O earth, grant us delight, give refuge to all. O goddess of the waters, you are the cause of all delight. Let us enjoy the nectar of bliss to the extent of our capacity. Empower us to receive the magnificent vision of the Supreme Divinity. O Divine Mother, just as you cause the infant children to drink nourishment from your breasts, just so cause us to drink the nectar of delight. O Divine Mother, you hold the nectar of infinite life. Again and again we come to receive these waters. Please grant them to us. Peace in the heavens, peace in the atmosphere, peace on the earth, peace to the waters, peace to all vegetation, peace to the spirit of all that lives, peace to all gods of the universe, peace to creative consciousness, peace to all, peace, peace, only peace, equally peace, by means of peace. Bless us with consistency. May all living beings see us through the eyes of friendship. May we also see all living beings through the eyes of friendship. May all beings see all existence through the eyes of friendship. Bless us with consistency. Bless us with eternal life in the vision of you. We bow to your illumination, Agni, light of purification. Purify us with your blazing illumination. Grant us purity and grant us peace. We bow to you, Supreme Divinity. We bow to you in the form of lightning. We bow to you in the form of thunder. Our endeavor is to show respect. That's why we bow. Wherever, whenever we show respect, then and there you grant us freedom from fear. Give us peace and bliss to all beings born, freedom from fear to us and to all animals, to all that lives. Let all waters and plants be friendly to us and to all our friends. May they not support any conflict or confusion. May our eyes be for the benefit of the gods, with purity like the eye of the rising sun on the eastern horizon. From that consecrated offering, may we see for 100 autumns. May our lives last 100 autumns. May we hear for 100 autumns. May we speak for 100 autumns. May we maintain dependency on you for 100 autumns. May we dwell with you for all eternity. Thus ends the peace chapter of the system of worship for Rudra. Om Shanti. So this epilogue is called the Shanti Adhyaya, the peace chapter. And it's not included within the Rudra Ashta Adhyaya, the eight chapters of Rudra, but it's an epilogue. Now that we've found that God is within us and all creation is within us, and by means of sacrifice I conceive that all is within me, the rest of my life is peace. Peace inside, peace outside, peace upwards, over on all sides and further. Peace, peace, peace. What else could you want? Once we've gone through the eight chapters of the Rudra, what is left? Blessings, a peace.
Om Sang Saraswati Namaha.